into one entity, according to the laws of dharma and karma, which is deeds. That is why when someone dies, they are not lost forever. They just take the form of a new body within the one spiritual body that all Hindus are a part of. If Hindus are good throughout their multiple lives and follow all the rules and traditions of Hinduism, then their soul will eventually end up in a total state of enlightenment with the one true God called Brahman. Karma is the Hindu belief that a person's destiny is determined by their actions while they are alive. If a person lives a life of righteousness, then they will live an even better life when they are reborn. But if a person lives a bad life, then they will be reborn into a worse life. Obviously, Hindus want to live their lives righteously, so they can keep their karma good and strong. If their karma remains good long enough through the cycle of rebirth, then they will attain moksha, which is absolute spiritual knowledge and the freedom to move beyond the cycle of rebirth towards enlightenment. This enlightenment has to do with having your individual soul become part of Brahman's universal soul. This is an important goal to Hindus. For thousands of years, Hindus have studied the Vedas written in the Sanskrit language. There are four Vedas, namely the Rig Veda, the Yajur Veda, the Sama Veda, and the Atharva Veda. These are ancient scriptures and naturally the first scriptures to come out of Hinduism. These books are said to contain the words and song of God. However, they don't refer to him as God like people in other religions do. They simply call him the Supreme Being or the Creator, which is believed to exist inside all life on earth. But this being is not subject to the limitations of the physical world or the physical human appearance. He is not a god that is represented as a human figure or an old man in the sky. You could say that everything is a representation of the Supreme Being. Now, despite the differences between Hinduism and other religions, Hindus still have a genuine respect for people of all religions and faiths. In fact, Hindus are not one to say that Hinduism or any other religion is the only religion that teaches the truth about God and the way towards salvation. They believe that the paths to salvation in every religion are part of the Supreme Being's pure love and light. This means other religions deserve understanding and tolerance as well. In Hinduism, the shared belief is that there is the existence of three worlds: casual, astral, and physical. They also believe the universe goes through infinite cycles of formation, termination, and preservation. Most people outside of Hinduism are only familiar with the physical world and not the casual and astral worlds. But what these people don't realize is that they already exist in these three worlds. The physical world is simply the world where everybody lives. It is the world you are in right now and the world where your physical body lies. The astral world is where your emotional body resides, which is separate from the physical world. All of the feelings you conjure up in your lifetime exist in the astral world. As for the casual world, this is the place where your deepest thoughts and ideas are. These three worlds are talked about in the Bhagavad Gita, which is a 700-verse epic that was written in Sanskrit back in 300 BC. This book contains a story written as a poem, and its subtext provides a powerful philosophical message to Hindus in regards to the teachings of Hinduism. That is why this book is highly regarded and read frequently by its followers. Temples and shrines are very common in Hinduism. They are places where Hindus go to worship the divine beings that exist in our world and the other worlds that we cannot see. There are also rituals and sacraments that take place in them. Hindus will practically devote themselves entirely to the gods and devas of all these worlds. Remember, there are multiple gods that exist, which are all part of the overall